This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Wauwatosa Police Officer Joseph Mensa will resign from the department at the end of the month. Mensa is responsible for 3 on-duty deaths and has been suspended since July. The district attorney did not file charges in any of the killings. The most recent shooting of Alvin Cole at Mayfair Mall sparked protests and had many in the community calling for Mensa to be fired. There was further outrage after Cole's family members were detained during protests over police violence. Kimberly Motley is the attorney for the Cole family. She says they welcome the news he will no longer be with the department, but they still have questions and say their fight for justice is far from over. Motley spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the resignation and what the family plans to do next.
So it's been made public that Joseph Mensa has reached a deal with the city of Wauwatosa and will be resigning. What do you make of this?
I mean, we definitely welcome the decision that Joseph Mensa will no longer be on the Wauwatosa Police Department. However, we are very concerned about what the terms of that agreement actually entail. You know, we believe that if it shows that he can be on another police department, that doesn't really solve the problem. So we put in a FOIA request to ask for access to that settlement agreement, and we hope to hear soon from Wauwatosa politicians and the mayor.
Now, is it common for the details of these sorts of agreements not to be made public?
They shouldn't be. I mean, this agreement should be a public record because it was brokered between the Common Council, who are all local elected officials, and, you know, a police officer who is also a public servant. So certainly this agreement should be available and accessible to the public.
So I know that the family wanted Mensa criminally charged. Obviously, that did not happen. They also wanted him fired, and he's being allowed to resign. Can justice be found in this?
Well, the criminal charges haven't happened as of yet. And keep in mind that murder has no statute of limitations. And so that's certainly that something that can happen in the future. He's not completely absolved from everything. And DA John Chisholm, with regards to Alvin Cole, never said that the shooting was justified. So I think that's important to point out. I think it's sort of a bittersweet, frankly. I think overall it achieves the goal of him not being on the Wauwatosa Police Department. We don't believe that he should have been allowed to quit. We believe that he should have been terminated. Frankly, he should have been fired by Chief Weber, who completely failed in his duty years ago. Had Chief Weber done his basic job, then Alvin Cole would be here today.
Now, it's known that Mensa fatally shot 3 people, including Alvin Cole. You're saying that after one of the previous shootings, maybe he should have been fired?
Absolutely. We think that he at least should have been scrutinized more. He should have been properly supervised. He should have potentially received, you know, help that we believe that he needed at that point in time. You know, keep in mind that we have been fighting this for months. We put in multiple open records requests. They have been fighting us and getting us those open records. We just recently received emails, over 1,600 pages of emails, which we had to go to court and fight for, frankly. And frankly, once we got those emails and we read all the very damning evidence and communication with regards to how the Wauwatosa Police Department operates under the leadership of Chief Weber, we weren't surprised that he resigned, frankly. We have very, very damning evidence, and those emails are something that we very soon plan to make available to the public because they don't belong to us. They belong to the public, and the public deserves to know and understand how the Wauwatosa Police Department operates under Chief Weber and how they did and did not supervise Joseph Mensa properly.
So what is in some of what you read in those emails?
Well, I mean, we saw with the emails how, frankly, it's just Joseph Mensa wasn't properly supervised. We saw in the emails how he was affected after the Antonio Gonzalez shooting. We saw in the emails how for many of his infractions, some of his infractions, he was given lighter punishment because of him having, you know, problems, personal problems. So that's really concerning. I mean, if an officer misbehaves or an officer does not follow the rules and policies and procedures, then they should be dealt with regard to their supervisors on the police force. And they shouldn't be, because that's for the good of the public. And they shouldn't be allowed to misbehave simply because you like them as a person or because they have personal problems. So that's a real issue. I'm being very general on purpose, to be completely honest, because I want the public to read these emails. I don't want to implant in people's brains, this is what they said. You know what I mean? We've been trying to be very fair and transparent with sharing this information with the public. And we're going to release these things. Once we release these things, we believe that the public will agree with us, that there was a real lack of supervision of Joseph Mensa, that the at least the Jay Anderson and Alvin Cole's deaths were very, very preventable had Chief Weber properly supervised him and properly dealt with him as he should have.
There are now calls for the community to come together to heal with this agreement being announced. Do you think that can happen?
I think it's going to be very difficult for the community to come together and heal if Chief Weber remains as a chief. Chief Weber needs to be fired. He is part of the problem with the Wauwatosa, a big part of the problem with the Wauwatosa Police Department. And frankly, we believe he's a big part of the problem with the city of Wauwatosa and the local, the elected officials. So I think the fact that we weren't even given a courtesy call by anyone within the Common Council, the city attorney's office, the mayor's office, as the complainant, as the people that brought forward this complaint, speaks volumes of what they think about these families. So I don't see how the community can actually heal moving forward if their actions are still perpetuating no police accountability, continuing to do the same things that they did before all this was brought before the forefront. You can't heal with that. We need actionable things to happen. And actionable things that can happen is, number one, Mayor McBride can issue charges to start the process to try to get Chief Weber terminated. That's something that they can do today. We've been saying for months that the Fire and Police Commission could have issued their own charges to terminate Officer Joseph Mensa. They could have did this months ago based on the fact that he was violating police policies and procedures while he was on suspended leave, and they chose not to act. So it's not just about right now giving nice speeches. It's about your actions, about what are they actually going to do. And the things that they can do once they do these things or try to do these things, then I think the community can move forward and heal. I think another thing that the mayor and the Common Council can do today, right now, is they can order the city attorney to dismiss any and all municipal tickets against nonviolent, peaceful protesters who are protesting for police accountability, for protesting for justice. And they can start with dismissing the nonviolent charges or tickets against Talavia and Tahuta Cole, Alvin Cole's sister. That's another actionable thing that the mayor and the Common Council can do today, as opposed to showing how they're once again acquiescing to the Wauwatosa Police Department, Joseph Mensa, and Chief Weber. We are looking at your actions now.
Now, earlier you mentioned that Mensa is not yet facing charges. Do you plan to file future lawsuits?
Yes, absolutely. Imminently. This fight is far from over.
Kimberly Motley is the attorney for Alvin Cole's family. She spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the resignation of Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa.